You're tuned into Eric's Movie Club. And now, here's Eric.
Thank you so much, Jeff. This is Eric, and this is Eric's Movie Club. We all use streaming services these days, so here's where I come in. Instead of spending all your time trying to figure out what to watch on Netflix or Amazon or wherever you go, let me make a recommendation for you. That's what I do on this show, and hopefully you'll like some of the choices I make. Now, for the month of October, I've decided that I would only recommend movies that fall into the horror and thriller category. Okay, so last week it was The Silence of the Lambs, and this week it is Scream. This is an all-time classic horror movie, but why should you check it out? We'll get into that in just a few minutes. Also, what are some of the greatest movies and movie moments that reference other movies? We'll get into that too. Let's start here with movie news.
Movie news.
Hasn't been a great year for movie theaters for obvious reasons, but there are still some movies up ahead this year that are scheduled to hit theaters. There are some potential blockbuster movies that are on the way. Here are some of the ones that we could look forward to. Next weekend, Honest Thief, which is an action thriller starring Liam Neeson, will hit the theaters. November 13th, it's Freaky, which is a horror comedy that stars Vince Vaughn as a killer who swaps bodies with a high school girl. Sounds hilarious. November 25th, Happiest Season. This is a holiday comedy starring Allison Brie, Mackenzie Davis, and Kristen Stewart. On December 11th, look out for Free Guy, which is an action comedy starring Ryan Reynolds. December 18th, it is the long-awaited sequel to Coming to America. And on Christmas Day, Wonder Woman 1984. That's definitely one a lot of people have been looking forward to this year. I mentioned that last week's episode is about The Silence of the Lambs, and if you are a fan of that movie, perhaps you'd be interested in a home that is featured in the movie. That's right, the house that belongs to serial killer Buffalo Bill is actually up for sale. They shot the movie on location at this house, which is actually in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania. In the movie, I believe it's supposed to be in Virginia. But it's just about an hour south of Pittsburgh, and it's on the market for just under $300,000. Now, if you would like the house because you need a home that has a serial killer pit in the basement, well, obviously, that does not come with the house. That was just a movie invention. But it's a pretty nice home, despite its connection to Buffalo Bill, this fictional serial killer. It was built in 1910, looks great, just a classic old Americana kind of house. It sold back in 2016 as well to a Silence of the Lambs fan for about $195,000. And the owner who lived there before that lived there for 40 years. And were the residents actually when the movie was being shot. And they said Jodie Foster was very nice. And I have to imagine they were probably creeped out by Ted Levine, who actually played Buffalo Bill. But kind of interesting, if you're interested in a little piece of movie history and you have about $300,000 to spend, there you go. All right, let's move on to today's movie recommendation.
It's time for Eric's movie recommendation.
Our movie today is Scream. This was released in 1996. It was written by Kevin Williamson and directed by Wes Craven. The movie stars Neve Campbell, David Arquette, Courtney Cox, Matthew Lillard, Rose McGowan, Skeet Ulrich, Jamie Kennedy, and Drew Barrymore. So what's it about? Well, a high school student named Sidney Prescott is the target of a vicious killer who dresses in a Halloween costume called Ghostface and seems to be a big fan of horror movies. Who could this killer be?
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never have sex. No. Big no-no! Big no!
The dead man.
Sex equals death, okay? Number two, you can never drink or do drugs. No, the sin factor. It's a sin. It's an extension of number one. And number three, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
Now, what streaming service can you find this one on? You could find it on Amazon Prime. And why should you watch this movie? Well, this is an all-time classic. You might even be able to credit this movie with saving the horror movie genre. Because at the time when this movie was released, 1996, the horror genre was in a bit of a lull. Most horror movies at the time were sequels to the big horror franchises from the 70s and 80s, like Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, you know, these movies did not do big business. I'm talking about the sequels here. They really were not popular. A lot of them were straight to video. Also, I have to imagine that movies like The Silence of the Lambs and these other psychological thrillers probably took some of the interest away. I think people were probably more interested in the plots of those movies, and to be perfectly honest, were probably scared a bit more by those psychological thrillers than they were by these sequels to these big horror franchises that were just hitting the same ruts over and over again. Now, in order to bring back the horror genre, they had to have a creative new idea, and they certainly did with this movie. Basically, what we have here, the movie Scream, is a horror movie in which the characters in the movie are aware of the existence of the horror movie genre, and they discuss those movies and some of the cliches that you find in some of these iconic horror movies. They're discussed within the movie, which is a brilliant idea. It makes this movie extremely self-aware, and it makes it a very fun satire. But here's the thing. It had to work as a horror movie to pull it off. In other words, even though it's a satire, and even though they make fun of the horror movie cliches and kind of turn them on their head a little bit, it had to be a scary movie. Like, it had to work as a horror movie. If it didn't, wouldn't have been nearly as popular. And this is why they brought in a master to make it. I'm talking about director Wes Craven. Now, he was an interesting choice for many reasons. One is he was the creator of The Hills Have Eyes, the original The Hills Have Eyes from the late 70s. He was the creator of the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, which is one of the movies referenced in the movie Scream. But at the time when this movie was being made, he was definitely not one of the most highly sought after directors working at the time. It was an interesting choice. Instead of going with some young up-and-coming director that's about to make his first splash in the horror movie genre, they went with this guy who had had a lot of success in the past making these movies. And I think what Wes Craven brought to the table was just a know-how. He knew how to direct horror movie moments and scenes. He's been doing this for a while. You know, he knew how to build suspense. He knew how to get the most out of his actors. And clearly, I think he really elevated this already unique material. So now all of this leads up to the opening scene of the movie, which I believe is one of the best opening scenes in movie history, and certainly one of the best horror movie scenes of all time. Now, with this opening scene, they establish what the movie is. They establish that it's going to be referential to horror movies as a genre, and that it's going to be a very self-aware movie and a horror satire. And they also establish that despite the fact that it's a satire, we're in for a proper horror movie.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween. You know, the one with the guy in the white mask who walks around and stalks babysitters.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Guess.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that the one where the guy had knives for fingers?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy, that's right. I like that movie. It was scary.
Well, the first one was, but the rest sucked.
I don't want to say much more, because I want you to experience it for yourself. But I think that opening scene is an all-timer. The last thing I want to mention here is the cast and the acting in this movie. Let's start with Neve Campbell and Drew Barrymore. To me, these are the two standout performances in the movie because they are both so good at being afraid. It's just as simple as that. I mean, the scenes that they are in are much more suspenseful and much freakier because they really seem truly afraid. They knock it out of the park. Matthew Lillard and Jamie Kennedy are both names that were somewhat well-known in the late 90s. They were in some big movies. Maybe not so much today. But those two guys give pretty energetic performances. I would say these guys really dial it up a notch in their performances. But I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. I think both of their performances fit the movie. I think they're both really entertaining in this movie, despite being on 10 for pretty much the whole thing. I want to mention Skeet Ulrich, Rose McGowan, Courtney Cox, all worth mentioning. They all do a really nice job. One guy who didn't, I think, and I'm sorry to say this, is David Arquette. I don't think his performance was particularly good. But after this movie, he did get married to his co-star, Courtney Cox, and also became the WCW World Heavyweight Champion, which is something that I'm sure a lot of wrestling fans would probably rather forget. In summation, this is a fantastic movie. If you're interested in watching something scary in the lead up to Halloween this year, I would definitely recommend that you check out Scream. It's an all-time classic.
Talking about movies with Eric.
All right, let's discuss movies that reference other movies. Whether it's like this movie Scream, which such an important part of the movie is referencing other horror movies and talking about the cliches in those movies and turning them on their heads. Or maybe it's just movies that have one scene or one kind of iconic moment that is so clearly an homage to another movie. Let's talk about some of my favorites here. Scream is certainly amongst my favorites in this sort of category, movies that reference other movies. But one I really want to mention is one scene from the incredible movie The Untouchables. That was released back in 1987. It's the story of Elliot Ness taking down the notorious gangster Al Capone. And there is a scene in that movie that clearly pays tribute to such an iconic scene from a movie called The Battleship Potemkin. Now, this is a movie from 1925, directed by Sergei Eisenstein, the Russian director. Now, in that movie, there is an iconic sequence that I think you should call up on YouTube as soon as possible. It's known as the Odessa Steps sequence. A group of civilians are running down these steps, and a bunch of Tsarist soldiers are basically at the top of the steps firing down onto them. It's a very intense scene. It still works in 2020. I'm telling you right now, 95 years on, it's still effective. It's still intense. And there's an iconic moment where a baby carriage is going down the steps as all this chaos happens around it. It's incredible. And so in the movie The Untouchables from 1987, there was a shootout between the police and members of the mob in Union Station in Chicago. And there's a woman who, in the middle of all this, loses track of her baby carriage and it starts going down the steps as these gunshots are going off around it. It's incredible, and what an amazing homage to that great movie from 1925. Now, another one that you probably never thought I would mention on a horror movie podcast is the movie Sleepless in Seattle, which is a movie written and directed by the great Nora Ephron. It's a romantic comedy starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. This is a fantastic movie for this category because it is so clearly an homage to the movie An Affair to Remember, which is a classic movie from the late 50s. And that movie is brought up a lot in Sleepless in Seattle, including a very teary explanation of the plot by Rita Wilson, which is one of the great moments in that movie. And in the movie An Affair to Remember, the two main characters make a plan to meet each other at the top of the Empire State Building. This happens to be also where Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks meet in the climax of the movie, and the theme from An Affair to Remember is playing in the background while they're meeting. So clearly an homage to that classic movie. I love that one. I've got one more for you here. You know, Quentin Tarantino is the number one movie nerd in the world. I say that as a good thing. There's no question about it either. And naturally, his movies include so many homages and tributes to the movies that he absolutely loves. And there's one that I want to mention. One of my favorites is an almost shot-for-shot recreation of an iconic scene from Psycho. Now, this happens in Pulp Fiction. Now, obviously, there are many references to other movies in Pulp Fiction, but I really love this one. In Psycho, you might remember, Marion Crane has just stolen some money and is making her getaway, and she pulls up to a traffic light where she is stopped, and as she's sitting there at the traffic light, she sees her boss walking across the street, who kind of does a double take when he recognizes her for just a moment. Now, in Pulp Fiction, Butch, who is played by Bruce Willis, is at a stop sign when Marcellus, played by Ving Rhames, crosses the street and notices him. The two scenes end very differently, and I would suggest you call up both of them on YouTube just to see, but it is so clearly an homage, and what a fantastic scene in both movies. So what is your favorite film reference or homage in a movie? I'd love to hear from you. And if you do end up watching Scream, please let me know what you thought. I'd love to hear from you. Is there a specific genre of movie you'd like me to recommend in the future? Let me know. Also, if you have any movie-related questions or any movie debates you'd like my take on, just reach out to me. You could do that by going to the Eric's Movie Club Facebook page. Can't wait to hear from you. I'll talk to you again next week.
This has been Eric's Movie Club, a Giant TV production.